The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
Okay, let's go.
Dubai 92's Big Breakfast.
Hope it makes you feel
great.
Yay, start of another week. You're with us until 10.
It is a blustery one out there today. There's stuff blown around everywhere. Leaves, bags, you name it.
What?
What did you not? You didn't notice it?
No, maybe I drove in a little bit earlier than you did. It was nice and comfy and cozy out.
Maybe coming in from the Palm was absolutely fine this morning.
No,
but honestly, taking it into my hands, I was just, what's going on here? It's crazy.
I was heading in from Jumeirah and there was no such thing going on, really.
Maybe you're just in an inclip. Joy, did you get wind this
morning?
It was
morning? A bit windy, yeah, on my way, but
that might have been something you had to eat last night. Maybe that might have been
I got in here about half an hour before you did, so maybe this, you know, the wind has changed.
What were you guys doing in half an hour? So what were you doing?
Start of the week, mate. Part-timer.
So
we don't roll in just before the show.
That's what you should do. It's the whole point of it. That's the beauty of
the only reason this works is because Joey and I do that.
Right. Well, I'm glad you got everything ready then. Suddenly, I can just sit back and relax for today. On the way, we're going to give you a chance to win with Sheraton JBR and kickstarting your quiz in just a few minutes. Your morning with a quiz in just a few minutes. Oh, I should have got in early, maybe.
Are you all right there, Sparky? Stop repeating yourself.
Sixpence None the Richer first on Dubai 92.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
I can't believe that his album has been out for about 10 days and I'm yet to listen to it.
That's unusual for you. Normally, but there's been a reason, though, right?
Yeah.
You've been
38 members of my family have been here in Dubai for a family reunion.
Are they all like you? Because that'd be just such a calming experience. Just to be around 38 Nats, I'm like, oh, that would really spark joy, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if anybody would agree with you. It's been lovely, but my goodness, am I spent.
How many are still here?
My brother and sister-in-law and nephew are still here and one cousin and everybody else has left.
Okay, so we're down to a normal level of family experiences
then. Yes.
That's okay.
Yes.
And then they go away when, just so we know?
Tomorrow morning.
Okay, then it's all back
to
normal.
And my nephew's here until Friday.
You'll be sad when they go then.
No, I know already.
Yeah.
Already I'm feeling the message, I gotta say it. But you know what? We took ourselves out, just my immediate family, yesterday for dinner. And I feel like there should be a caveat when you take yourself out somewhere fancy that you don't get dodgy tummy afterwards. Like, we treated ourselves. We were like, you know what? It's a rarity that we're all here. They don't live here, right? So we went out for some really, you know, something nice and posh. And this morning, my goodness, am I feeling the revenge of it, let me tell you.
Seems you get to a certain age where if it has dairy or gluten or anything, actually, that's just not basic, then you're in trouble.
I just feel like if your bill is going to be more than basic, it should come with terms and conditions that your stomach should be fine.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
They should put food into it. I heard an awful rumor once that there were certain airlines that would add a certain additive into the food to make sure you don't get dodgy tummy. And I'm like, you know what? I'm actually fine with it. If it means I don't get dodgy tummy, I'm okay with it.
No, I don't know. I don't know about adding things unbeknownst to me to my food so that I don't.
Well, they did something to you anyway, regardless, that you didn't know about. So.
Well, let me tell you, I drove here very fast this morning. Very fast.
Lesser of
yelling,
two evils.
Go green! Go green! To the traffic light.
Joey's all sophisticated and cultured after this weekend because you were artsy.
Well, not me. I mean, my girlfriend Rita was part of this art exhibit. It's in Al-Safa Park complex. And it was fun. Yeah, she had two paintings up. Everyone had really nice paintings, but I mean, hers were the best.
Look at the
obviously.
Proud bow.
Yeah.
The proud
hers
bow
were the best.
Here.
Yeah,
obviously. I never get art. I'm not going to pretend to.
But they're still up, right?
Oh, they're
you
still
can
up
go and check it out all week.
End of this week. So end of this weekend.
And it's near the Cat Cafe, you said?
Yeah. So
is
you
it
can
free?
Finish up. What's free?
Do you pay to go see the art?
No, you don't pay to go to see
free.
The art. Yeah, it's free.
Oh, then you should go along and see it.
That's what happens, Jono, when you go and check out art and art galleries. It's free for
I
you to go
get
and
art.
Do that.
I don't, there's no point. I'd be looking going, this is very nice. They'd be like, that's the sign to show you where the toilets are, John. I'm like, okay, sorry about that.
I have seen him take a picture of a sign for the toilet thinking it was like, you know, nouveau
some
art.
Sort of an
it
art
wasn't.
Thing. It was not. Al-Sarkal Avenue confuses me no end.
This is not for you then.
And definitely not this week because, guys, I have concussion. Yesterday I walked square into a metal beam. You know, like so a low door, right? I walked in through the door to go and see some refurbishment work that's been done in a neighbour's house. No dramas. On the way back out again, I forgot that it was a low door and the top of my head to the point where I bit my own tongue coming out the door that I hit it with such force. And I thought, you know what? It's not a big drama. It's only a little bump. No problem. Later on in the day, I was doing some DIY, moving some stuff around the house. Dropped a projector screen down on the exact same spot on my head. So I've been hit twice on the same spot and had nothing but a banging headache all day yesterday as a result.
But this is not something to make fun of. Like, did
it
you
is,
throw
cause
up?
It is, because I'm an idiot.
Did somebody make sure that you stayed
sick,
awake
guys.
And didn't
yes,
go to sleep?
I had to make sure I stayed awake for 8 hours, according to Google. So I did. But I honestly wanted to do
did
nothing
you go
but
to
sleep.
The doctor?
No, I think I'm fine.
You go to the doctor for a chipped nail, and you tell me that you got hit twice in the head
twice.
And you didn't go to the doctor.
I've got a bump. And all I can figure is just, it's my own stupidity. And it hurts to wear the headphones
Show
now.
Show me your
didn't.
Tongue.
Huh?
It's fine, it's not bitten.
Why would you see your tongue?
No, I didn't
so
bite it hard.
About it.
I didn't bite it hard.
No,
I was going around going,
fine.
Oh no! It was really funny though. Like, I laughed at myself afterwards, after I cried a little bit. As a grown man, crying in public is never a fun experience, but I had to do it.
It kind of sounded like a scene from Tom and Jerry without
kinda
the Jerry.
Kind of was, to be honest with you. So just keep an eye on me today. Happy Holi to those who are celebrating today. Festival of Colour today.
Yes.
Across the UAE. We'll talk more about that in just a while as well. And right now, Counting Crows, Vanessa Carlton, with the Kickstarter quiz coming up in a minute.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
Dubai 92, happy Holi if you're celebrating. You're with Jono and Nat on The Big Breakfast.
And happy birthday, Elton John. He's 77 today, while Sarah Jessica Parker, she's 59. Some big names
she's
having birthdays.
She's 60.
I know.
She looks phenomenal.
That's what I always think as well. Celebrities, though, they do it different, don't they? They have something different about them. They don't know what it is exactly.
Well, I know what it is. It's the same as you.
Is
good
it?
Doctors.
Good doctors. Maybe that's it.
It's time for the Kickstarter quiz. Are you ready for this?
Oh, wait. You're asking me questions?
Yes, I am.
Is that very fair now with my concussion?
Yes.
Seems
don't
like
make might. Jokes like this.
As always, it's not a joke. As always, I have joy as a lifeline to rely on. I
yes.
can use him more than once if necessary, right?
Yes, you can.
Okay, great.
And I like how you change the rules week in, week out. More
no,
than
because
once. The rule was just once and there's no concussion to be had here.
You don't know that
I
yet.
I do.
You
I love how
that.
He's become more Irish all of a sudden because he has a concussion.
No, Sheena. Well, whatever your name is.
That's what happened.
Setting it up.
You are a self-proclaimed Olympic expert.
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to play a round of order up.
What's
I'm going to give
mean?
You some cities, and you're going to tell me the order in which the Summer Olympic Games appeared in the year, okay?
These be 1988 plus.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. London, Rio de Janeiro, Tokyo, Beijing. Sort them in the right order.
Tokyo. So you want to go with the first?
Yes. London, Rio de Janeiro, Tokyo, Beijing.
Rio.
Okay.
No. Then London.
Right.
Then Beijing. Then Tokyo.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're sticking with that?
Yeah, I think
you're
so.
You sure?
Yeah. Was Rio was in the wrong place. London, Beijing, Rio, Tokyo. That. Right. London 2012. Mm-hmm. Okay. So at least going to have that. Is that the first one?
No.
Okay. So Rio is the first one. No?
No.
Okay. Give me the order there and I'll tell you if you're right.
I know I'm right. It's Beijing, London, Rio de Janeiro, Tokyo.
Beijing was before London?
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird. Okay, never mind.
Well, we can take that off your CV.
Yeah. That's wrong and then?
Okay. Are kilts native of Scotland, France, Austria, or Belgium?
They're not native of Scotland. I think they're the Wallonians from Belgium, I think, first started wearing them.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is that you sticking with that?
Yeah. Oh, well. Where are they from?
France.
Are they from France? Who knew? The French wear kilts. Did not know that.
What NBA team won 6 championships in the 1990s?
Joy!
I'm not even giving you multiple choice.
You don't need multiple choice for this?
No, 19.
You're a basketball
in the
player.
90s. 6 NBA championships.
6.
Red Sox.
No, it's Chicago Bulls.
Red Sox. I said NBA and he says Red Sox. You're getting
Yankees.
A dong for that. Just
No, Joey's the one who can answer the question.
No, ding, ding,
you
say? Down,
Chicago
down.
Bulls.
Chicago Bulls. Joey says Chicago Bulls. We're going collectively with Chicago Bulls.
Are you?
Yeah.
It's a good job. You had Joey.
One right.
Yes.
One right out of 3 means no win for me today. But it doesn't matter. I learned loads of things, to
did
be honest
you?
With
That's
you.
That's good.
Yeah, I think I did very well on that one.
Do you know who the Yankees are?
Huh? Yeah, they're another one of the teams.
It's a baseball team.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. No, they play basketball.
No, they don't.
They play a ball game. Sports game with ball.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
with
they
no
do.
Net.
Hmm? There's none. In what?
Baseball.
Oh, I thought they said they're not basketball. I used to have a New York Yankees hat. I thought they were basketball players.
No. They're baseball.
Oh. Mm. And there's something you didn't Joe at this time yesterday.
Well, I knew.
3 things you need to know.
On Dubai 92.
Apparently, Unfortunately, the weather warning is due to continue through to tomorrow night. So there's going to be spatterings of rain, blustery conditions, windy and all of that stuff. So keep your balcony furniture in and your laundry in as well.
Yeah, being wet and wild is no fun this time of the year. If you want to go and check out the Al-Fahidi Historical District along with the Centre for Cultural Understanding, there's something called the Heritage Express. They've teamed up with the Centre for Cultural to experience the wider attractions in the city. So they're fully air conditioned and it's a trolley, which looks so cool. I remember these used to run in the downtown area of Dubai. Well, now they must have moved it down to the historical district. So what you can do is you can jump on board with this as well. You can go see the landmarks. You can listen to songs, hear stories passed down from generations and learn firsthand what it means to be Emirati. It costs 250 dirhams per person. And there is also one that is the Emirati Cultural Iftar Experience, which runs until the 6th of April, which is a shorter bus tour, but also heads along to the Diwan Mosque and also iftar at the Centre for Culture afterwards as well. And it's hosted by an Emirati cultural ambassador who hosts the entire thing from start to finish.
I wish I'd known about this when I had 38 family members in town and they wanted to know more about our beautiful city. Now, if you're missing your daily hit of Are You Smarter Than Jono and Nats, do you remember the show Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Yeah.
Well, it premiered in 2007. Do you remember this, Joey?
No.
Are You Smarter Than a 10-year-old is what it was called in the UK. Yeah.
Had adults stumped by fifth grade trivia. Well, Nickelodeon revived it again in 2019 and John Cena was the host of that. And now, apparently on Amazon Prime, they're going to revive it yet again. And guess who they've touted to host it this time around?
John Cena again, because you can't see him.
The Rock.
No.
The Rock would be good.
Travis Kelce.
Oh, Taylor no way. Taylor Swift. Bay.
Yeah.
Also, he's famous in his own right as well.
But instead of actual fifth graders, the show's going to feature celebrity guests instead. So it might be something you want to look out for.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
It's the catchy new one from Ariana Grande. We can't be friends. Wait for your love. It's Dubai 92 with Jono and Nat. I love it.
She's in the Billboard Hot 100 with her gran. Her 95-year-old gran is now the oldest person to ever have a hit in the Billboard Hot 100.
I love
with
that.
With a bit of a spoken word track that's in there from Ariana Grande's brand new album.
Is it Ariana Grande's grandmother?
Ariana
Grande Grande.
Gran Grande. Ariana Grande, G-R-A, it doesn't matter. Right, you know the kettle at home, right? And first of all, before we get into it, yes, I can pronounce the word as correctly as probably one should. So can you say it for me?
Kettle.
Thank you.
Not the kettle. Kettle.
Yeah, the kettle. Back at home, when you have that, and it feels like it goes on for way too long. You feel like, okay, 5 seconds ago, mate, you could have switched yourself off. You've already reached boiling point. What are you doing? You know the way that does that? Why are you looking at me weirdly?
No, because it's something so random that you've given a lot of thought to.
It's not a lot of thought of it. A Dragon Mart trip yesterday has left this meaning. It's no longer an issue for me. I will never have to have that 5 seconds of overboiling again. Because what that actually means is that your kettle is no longer as energy efficient as it once was. It was Earth Hour over the weekend. So if you're going to do something, do yourself a favor and buy yourself a Bluetooth kettle, which is going to make sure that your water never does that 5 second boil over thing ever again. All controlled from an app, so when you want your, you can also do it by hand, but when you want to get boiling water, press the button. What it does is it keeps the water, like much like a water heater, which is much more energy efficient if it keeps the water warm all the time, and then when you need it, it just gives a little boost of energy to heat it up again. It keeps the water warm all the time from energy that's stored within the kettle. And then you just Bluetooth click it on and boom, you get your boiling hot water.
What if I have a kettle that I can set to different temperatures? Because, you know, if you have different tea, some need 70 degrees, 80 degrees, depending on the type that you're brewing, right?
Yep.
So wouldn't that solve the problem if I just click on one of the lesser temperature thingamajobbies?
That also is the same thing. But if you need to have boiling water for whatever purpose, you need to have the water kept warm all the time. But even for the one that you're talking about, you'd want to be keeping it somewhere around 50 degrees so you can get up to 60 quite quickly or 80 quite quickly without using much energy. It stores the energy inside and it makes sure that you're not using a whole pile of energy, because they're one of the biggest consumers. They're right up there with like dishwashers, washing machines, kettles, because it's a big boost of energy all of a sudden. There's a Show Me Smart Kettle, and these things are cheap as, like cheap. They're currently even on sale. I think they're like half price, less than 100 dirhams for one of these things.
Oh, that's
and
a steal.
And it's going to save you a stack of cash in the long run. Feels a bit flimsical, but you're like, for what it's doing, it's just the job.
Yeah, that's what you need, a flimsical boiling water container.
No, I mean, as in like it's a bit lighter. It's not like one of those heavy set kettles that you're used to.
Is it pretty? Because mine's very pretty.
It's not the prettiest, but it's all, we're all about, like, you know, conserving energy in the future. Yeah, okay, I know it looks ugly.
Yeah.
But it's still very smart. You're never going to have 5 seconds boil over again. So
I like this little life hack that you've given me, and I appreciate it very much. If it's going to save on my Diwa bills, Thumbs up.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
It's Tom Cochrane. Life is a highway on Dubai 92 with Jono and Nat on The Big Breakfast. Highbrow chat today.
Sometimes you just bring things up and you really get people talking instantly, and that's what's happened here.
Toilet paper appreciation day, and we need to know, over or under, which way do you hang it and which is the way forward? I've had many an argument in my household about this.
Oh, because I do appreciate it, because you have to remember that before that was used, it would have been leaves, or, and I found this out recently enough, corn of the cob.
Yeah, like, the husk.
The husk of the corn. Yeah, and I'm just thinking, that doesn't sound very comfortable.
No, now we have toilet paper and it's nice and smushy and we appreciate it very, very much. But how do you hang it in your household?
So,
and to me, the logical way that I think about it is it should go over, right? So that the toilet paper isn't brushing up against the wall of your bathroom and therefore picking up bacteria that might be lying there and therefore making said piece of toilet paper germy and dirty.
So we agree on something, and it's that. I'm not going to even pretend and be like, oh, no, 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 just for the sake of getting a bit of a reaction, I'm going to go the opposite. Anyone who does it under is crazy.
No.
Joy?
Let's not say that.
Is it weird that I never noticed?
What? You don't notice?
No, if it's over or under.
How do you hang it then when you put it on? You just stick it on no matter which way?
Yeah, I want to say over, but I'm not sure.
Where does the hangy bit go for you? Is it towards the wall or is it outside?
No, because I don't really pay attention. I just, you know, throw
grab
it in there and just, I'm like, okay.
You don't
grab
pay
it
attention.
Yeah.
When you're peeling the plies off it, when you're grabbing a piece of toilet paper to use, like, is it hanging over or is it up against the wall?
I think it's usually over. I'm not sure, really.
What's wrong with you? Like, you're a different level. That's, you've taken it to a different... That wasn't even going to be part of the conversation this morning.
Yeah, now I don't even care. Now I just want to know, how are you this unobservant? Yeah.
We're going to put this on our Instagram this morning. You can vote for it up there. Tony's got in touch on WhatsApp 04871 5533.
Hi, Jono. Hi, Nats. I'm definitely an over man. How can you put them lovely Vs on your toilet roll if it's coming under?
Right.
Got to be over.
Exactly. If you think about it, every hotel you ever go to, public bathroom that you ever go to, the lovely V's, it's always over.
Not in Europe if you're at the public bathroom. They don't have lovely V's in the toilet roll. They don't have
toilet paper.
Full stop. 04871 5533. Keep your opinions coming in. Rodder's got in touch as well. It's over due to the fact that if you put the tissue roll under, it will roll the sheets to the floor. Well, if you've got a cat, those sheets are going on the floor anyway, regardless.
Yeah, well, that's why people put it under, because if they have kids or pets that might just grab at it, it's a little bit harder for them to yank the end of it and then just, you know, TP your house.
04871 5533 for the highbrow chat that we're having here this morning.
Hey, it's important stuff.
We could be doing gold prices and oil indexes, but instead we're here talking about toilet paper.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
Dubai 92, that is Dua Lipa. With Houdini, from Houdini to Ludini, as we are talking about toilet roll this morning, under over, it's Toilet Roll Appreciation Day today, and I do appreciate it, don't get me wrong here. Not as much, mind you, as I appreciate the good old bidet, which I didn't know that the, because that wasn't a thing at home for me. Only fancy people had bidets in their bathrooms.
And the shataf.
And the shataf, yeah. But nobody had them aside from staying in hotels. And now, I don't think I could live my life. I take a portable shataf with me. So I appreciate toilet roll, but also the shataf.
You've taken it to a whole new level. We've been discussing whether you hang the toilet paper roll over or under with the bit dangling which way. Let us know. But you know what? Paul has put this argument to rest. He just sent a picture of the patent that came out in 1891.
Right.
And the picture on this patent was that the toilet paper hangs over.
That is true. However, there might be different folks, different strokes. They say that because Auntie says, I put the paper roll under by habit. I don't really know why. I just prefer it. I find it easier, I guess.
A few years ago, my mom's best friend came to stay with me for quite a long time. And at one point, and maybe it was because, you know, when you live together, you kind of start being petty about things in the house. She took it upon herself on the daily to go around to the bathrooms and turn the way that I hang the toilet paper around so that it was under, and I would go in there and I would turn it back, and she'd go in there a little bit later and she'd turn it back the other way, and this went on. Remember, I was just like pulling my hair out going, just stop it, why are you doing this? Eventually I was just like, you know it's meant to be over, and she's like, no it's not, rah rah rah, and it caused many an argument, and I needed to know which way is the right way. But and now I know I'm right.
At that point I would just be saying, I'd be putting you on booking.com and saying, I'm sorry, but if you'd like to decide on the orientation of the toilet roll,
no.
You may do whatever you'd like in a hotel room which you pay for of
no.
your own fruition.
No, I'm My parents have always told me that I need to respect my elders. This is my mom's best friend. She's in her 80s. I'm not really going to
I understand that. But there are certain limitations when it comes to human nature. And you were almost pushed to the breaking point of yours. Teresa is saying it's over, as per the patent as well. Thank you to everyone for your opinions on that this morning.
Now we know.
Questions. We have still left it on the Instagram this morning. If you go on to Debonity2 on Instagram, you can vote. Just in case there's the unlikely event that there's three or four people there who may think otherwise.
Yeah.
We'll come back to it.
Maybe there's somebody in your house that likes to turn it the way that my mum's best friend did. And then you can just show them a picture and be like, there you go. Case closed.
Or have them move out.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
That's Michael Jackson. It's Dubai 92. Jono and Nat's on The Big Breakfast. Good morning.
We played it because I have a fancy new hoodie. It's black and white.
It's a beautiful hoodie. I really have to say, I think it's designed for a child because it's got a shark on it and it's got a tiger on the back of it. But it suits you so well.
It is not designed for a child. It's very, very cool indeed. And I'm sporting it because I'm off to Antarctica to prove once and for all that aliens exist.
Here we go. What have you got today, Natalie?
Hey, the internet is rife with a new conspiracy theory this time, this week, surrounding Antarctica. Did you know that there are a lot of conspiracy theories surrounding Antarctica?
This is my first time hearing about a conspiracy theory to do with Antarctica.
Well, apparently they found a mysterious door in the icy terrain in Antarctica. And now everybody's going, yep, there you go, aliens.
What's the door?
Because basically it's a glassy rectangular mass buried under the snow, leading to speculation about its purpose. And some people are saying that it could be an underground entrance to a base camp or a storage facility for seeds, which isn't as interesting as my theory, which is aliens.
I know that there is a seed storage facility which is located somewhere in Antarctica.
Well, it could be this then. So the image basically is a few hundred meters from Japan's Showa Station, which is a research base in Queen Maud Land. Over there.
Mm-hmm.
However, this is not the first time that wild conspiracy theories about Antarctica have emerged, including claims of massive pyramids used by aliens. I haven't seen any pictures of this, but I believe them to be there.
Right, so you're saying that the aliens
I mean, maybe it's just the ice.
So they've decided to stay in Antarctica because that's closer to what the conditions on their home planet?
No, because there's not many people there. So they can go undetected.
Right.
Joey, your thoughts?
I think that's true because I've heard that politically speaking, no one can touch that area. Like, they're not allowed to do anything in that
correct.
Area.
Yeah. It's no man's land, correct.
So, basically, we don't know what's there.
Right, so you said... what's that? What was that? So they've decided to go there, of all the places they could have gone to.
Yeah,
they could have come here and had a look around. Look how futuristic this city is. They could have been here.
Look how populated this city is. Just check out the traffic on Hesse Street.
Yeah, they probably couldn't afford the rent prices. So they moved to Antarctica instead and said, yes, this is cheaper. We'll set up camp here.
Probably underground, too.
Yeah, probably underground.
Also, no peoples. And that's why this door that they've now found, they're like aliens in there. Growing seeds.
No actual proof on this. Just there's something that's been observed from space that looks like a door. That's it, right?
And you know what? I'm for this conspiracy theory. I much prefer it to the other ones that have been doing the rounds in recent weeks. This one's cool.
I love the tinfoil hat that you have to wear all the time.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
Whitney Houston on Dubai 92. You with Jono and Nat's on The Big Breakfast.
Our Ramadan reunion has had us get messages through from people from across the globe who have been looking to bring their friends, their families here to the UAE to celebrate the spirit of the season. Every single year when we do this, we get some amazing messages that come through, and trying to find the qualifiers is luckily a job that we'd never have to take on. We never have to try and find them. But luckily, we get them brought into us in the studio, which is thankful, because really, some of these stories just pull on our heartstrings. And one such story is that from Benita King, who joins us this morning in the studio. Benita, good morning.
Good morning, Jono.
Welcome to the studio, first of all. I know it's a bit intimidating to come in here and sit in front of us all, but we wanted to get you in to tell us your story in person. So tell us who it is that you want to bring.
I would like to bring my aunt Joanne over. The last time I saw her was 2018, 2019, when we had to unfortunately go back to South Africa for funerals. And the circumstance of the second funeral was not very pleasant. And at that stage, I needed family. So she took me in, even though she already had a full house. She said she'd come over and visit the next year, but unfortunately, that's when COVID hit. My mom's also been very ill over the past few years. And in February of 2022, my mom unfortunately also passed away suddenly. But my aunt has always been the one who, when I can't get hold of my aunt, I would phone them and they would go and send somebody to go and see her or go and check on her and everything else. My mom suffered very much from mental illnesses, so my aunt was the only contact. So every Saturday morning, 11 o'clock, my phone would ring. It would be my mom's. And at 10 o'clock, or before she phones me, she would phone my aunt. That was just like her one way of coping. And when the phone calls didn't come when we thought, we then discovered my mom was very ill. And being here, it was the end of COVID, so I couldn't, I had some personal issues as well at that stage. So I couldn't go back to South Africa. And South Africa was still on the red list. Mm-hmm. So COVID was very difficult for a lot of South Africans, with a lot of them are still, because most of our family is self-employed. My cousin stays with my aunt. The granddaughter stays with the aunt, with their husbands. And so they've always, especially because they've all been self-employed, he actually employs everybody else in the family.
Oh.
Yeah, he's got his own business. He employs his brother-in-law.
It's all family-run. Yeah. Everyone's working, keeping it in the family.
Yes. So obviously with COVID, that was also very difficult. They're still trying to recover from that. Mm-hmm. And yes, it's every year. Okay, maybe next year, maybe next year. So.
And suffice it to say that over the last few years, you've been through a lot of hardships, and throughout your life, your aunt has been your rock.
Yes, she's, I was thinking about now after I got the call yesterday, she stayed in the same house for all these years. So if I've been traveling, her house has always been my...
your second home, I guess. Your home, yes, away from home,
yes,
so to speak.
And where's my contact?
Your aunt's name is Joanne, right?
That's correct, yes.
Have a little drink of water for yourself. And I'll tell you why, because we wanted to speak to Joanne as well, who's on the line this morning. Joanne, sorry to wake you up bright and breezy. How are you this morning?
I'm very well, thank you. And you?
We're very good. You've just heard from Bonita, and I guess to hear the story and to hear, do you know that that's how much you mean to her and how much you've changed her life?
Yes, yes. She's very special to us.
And you're clearly very special to her, which is why she reached out to us as part of our Ramadan reunion to say that if she could bring anybody here to spend some quality time with, it would be you, and just shared the reasons why.
Have you been to the UAE before?
No, never.
Never been. Well, we said never. You were one of our qualifiers that we got into the studio this morning. The real reason we got you in is because you're not one of our qualifiers. You are our winner this morning. And we couldn't find a more justified reason to bring somebody to the UAE than your story, Bonita and Joanna. Thank you so much for sharing your story with us.
Thank you. I don't believe this, Bonnie. I'm going to see you.
Yes, you are. You're going to see each other very, very soon.
Oh, thank you.
Guys, we're going to bring you over. We're going to get you on a flight, Joanne, and we're going to bring you over to the UAE and give you everything that Dubai has to offer. Bonita, we're really happy to be able to do this for you, and I think you deserve it.
Sorry, I'm lost for words right now.
Oh, Bonnie.
When's the last time you guys saw each other? The last time you guys managed to catch up with each other was when?
Was it 2018, 2019?
Well, let's do it.
Nothing.
Let's do it all over again, but we want to be part of it this time. We want to show you the best that the UAE has to offer, and we can't wait to meet you, Joanna. We can't wait to meet you in person, the lady who's done so much, and Bonita, for sharing your story. Thanks to you as well.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
We're looking forward to meeting you in person, which
we really are.
Not too. You better get packing your bags, Joanna, because it's soon. It's a quick turnaround. We want to get you here like next week, ideally, would be great.
Can you come next week?
Thank you. You all think so?
she's like, I'll figure it out.
We'll help you figure it out.
Guys, thank you both so much. I know it's difficult to have a conversation about something like this, so thank you for sharing this story with us this morning. And Bonita, thank you very much for coming in and chatting to us. I hope it was worth it, getting out of bed early to come into the studio.
It was.
Definitely.
We've got to say a massive thanks to Brands for Less, Arawabi Dairy Company, Danube Properties, Honda, Nizo Salt and Turkish Airlines for sorting this out. Give them a round of applause. Well done. Congratulations, guys.
Love you, Jen.
Jewis, love you too.
We'll see you very soon. We can't wait.
Okay, thank you.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
It's Bob Sinclair, Dubai 92, Jono and Nat's on The Big Breakfast. Oh, here she comes. It's she.
Ooh, good morning.
morning.
Love Generation in the studio. Thanks to Sheena Bina.
Happy Monday, guys.
Sheena, we have the biggest question that we're probably ever likely to ask you on the show right now, because we had a conversation about this morning.
Oh, that was a big sign.
Yeah, I know. I get nervous when you get ready to ask me these questions, like I'm supposed to know the answer.
You do.
Oh.
You know the answer to this.
It's Toilet Paper Appreciation Day. Over, under.
Oh, definitely over.
Thank you.
However, my husband, Mark Shakedown, always puts it on the wrong way.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it is a little bit.
Right?
Can you see this twitch in my eye now when I'm talking
I'm
about
sorry,
it?
I'm sorry, but like what way? I would be having serious conversations with him. Like, listen, I'm going to put this on the table for you, Mr. Mark. Either you sort out your toilet paper habit, or we're going to have to work on something. Maybe he lives in an annex off of the house where he doesn't get to live with the family.
He has his own bathroom. His own bathroom. For him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that, well, it's not been so much a conversation. There's been words said about the toilet paper
so
over-under
thing. So you don't just, like, passive-aggressively go in there and just turn it around, like I would?
Yeah, I do. But then I also go and give him an earful about it.
Oh, I'd be giving him more than an earful. By the way, they used to use ears of corn to wipe their bums with years ago.
What?
Just FYI. The votes are in, and 89% of people are sane, like we are, and go over. With over. And then, Mark, your husband's in the 11% of people who go under.
But what's their reason for it? Like, doesn't it just go, like, if you pull it, doesn't it just go... Phew?
Menaces to society.
Well,
they're the same people who graffitied walls when they were kids.
I'm so glad that you asked that question, Sheena. It's because if they put it under, it's so that cats and kids don't have easy access to the end of it and then can TP your place.
No. I'm sorry, that's educate why. Your cats and
no.
kids better if that's the case. Like, that's not how it should be.
No, I feel like if it's under, you just reach it and you just... pull it and then the whole thing just goes.
No, yeah. But also that's not my reason for not putting it that way. It's because I don't want it to touch the wall and all the germs on the wall.
Can I just say though, I'm delighted that we're all in agreement in something.
Yes.
Go all of us.
Yes.
Sheena's on the way in just a few minutes.
Thank you.
Have
and
a great show.
I said thank you. Thank you. Yes, I'm on the way. Yes.
Thank you, Sheena. Rich is back from 4 o'clock this afternoon. He's going to be catching up with Eternal ahead of their gig that's going to be here.
Hey.
One of like soon enough on that gig after Ramadan. Sheena, have a lovely show.
Thank you.